look amazing. What's the secret?
Our new Sleep Number 360 smart bed.
He chooses the comfort on his side, I choose mine.
We feel incredible.
Ooh, I heard about that. Can it really help you fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming our feet on either side.
But can it help keep you asleep?
Yes, it senses our movements and automatically adjusts to keep us both comfortable all night. I don't think it's a secret anymore.
Sleep Number. This is not a bet. It's proven quality sleep from $9.99.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air at KCNR. Linda and I are. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And today, of course, is the 4th of March, 7:06 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Why not Shasta Regional Medical Center? What's the weather look like today here, Ashley?
We are looking at another high of around 80 degrees, so if you enjoyed yesterday, we're looking at the same thing today. Our morning is a little bit cooler because our north winds are a little bit calmer, with only 5 to 7 miles per hour in this, and coming back and forth in the afternoon. If you like what you saw yesterday, you like what you see today, you'll probably see it again tomorrow. Friday, we're looking at a high of 66 as things cool down with a chance of rain overnight into Saturday.
Okay, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, Anderson-based business, locally owned by veterans, a veteran family, I should say, Chuck and Judy Kinney, gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and that they are now offering generators to their customers and new customers. Due to all the power outages we seem to be having in California, they now are equipped to equip your house with generators, whether it's for the whole house or just enough to keep you kind of limping on until the electricity is turned on. Give them a call at 365-3793. I'm here with Robert Burke today. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
Okay, so what's coming out today?
Well, on Friday...
First of all, I cannot believe Measure 8 failed by that much. I mean, I knew it was a high threshold. But, oh, my gosh. And then somebody writes me something that says, despite continuous promotion of Measure A, Karl Marx, bot, you know, Karl Marx, did not understand the mistrust the voters had of local government. I guess I didn't. I mean, I actually thought that, you know, I knew it was going to be, it was a high threshold. Anyway, okay. I had to say that.
Mm-hmm.
I've got other comments later. Okay, sir.
So this weekend we have two major movies coming out, and we have one that was in limited release and is expanding to Reading. One of the major movies is Onward, and this is a new Pixar movie. And it takes place in a world that's kind of a combination of like a fantasy world and our modern-day Earth. So there's fantasy characters
Like California.
Yeah,
set in California.
It's got they have like phones and cars and things like that. And it follows the story of these two brothers. And they have never met their father, but their father left behind this magic staff. And there's a certain spell that they can use with it. And when they do, it's supposed to bring their father back just for one day.
I have seen the trailers on this. Somehow I've seen the trailer on this from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of an exciting, funny type of a show there.
Yeah.
Of course, it's animated.
And they the funny part is that they only get half of their dad, and they have to go search for the other half. Only the legs come. And early reviews are actually pretty good for this movie. A lot of them are saying it's one of Pixar's lesser movies, that it's not, you know, it's not the next Finding Nemo or the next Monsters, Inc. It's not anything absolutely revolutionary, but there's still a lot of magic in it, and that it's going to be really entertaining for both adults and kids this weekend. So if you are, you know, it fit into either category, which is basically everybody, you should go check it out.
Okay. All right. What's next?
We also have The Way Back coming out. This movie stars Ben Affleck and is directed by Gavin O'Connor. And it follows the story of a basketball teacher or a basketball coach who is just recently got the job, and he is recovering from hard alcoholism. And it's very a touchy film because it's very therapeutic for Ben Affleck, because he recently went into rehab for his alcoholism.
For like the fifth time.
Yeah. And he's been in and out
a lot.
In fact,
the one who went and got him was his ex-wife.
Right.
Went in and did a intervention, and she's the one that took him there.
Right.
So he was pretty well far down the tubes at that point.
And he's starring in this movie now, which is directly about alcohol and how it can take over somebody's life. So it's a very personal movie for Ben Affleck. Early reviews are pretty good. There are some mixed opinions in there, and people are very passionate about their opinions, but they're generally pretty positive.
Okay. So what else do we have here?
Well, there is a limited movie that is expanding to Reading. It started out in limited on February 21st, and it's just kind of been expanding for the last two weekends, and it's expanding wide this weekend. It's called Emma. It is a Jane Austen-type film that takes place in, old England.
Yes, and 17th century.
Mm-hmm. And it stars Anya Taylor-Joy, and it's about this woman, Emma, who... It's kind of just a movie that's about somebody's life, and it's kind of a character study on her. But the movie is different from a lot of the other period pieces of the time because it's not taking itself too seriously. The mood and the feel of the trailers have been pretty modern for a movie that's like that. So it's definitely one to look out. It's getting very, very shining reviews.
No magic wands, no flying dragons.
Right.
No cartoonish characters. My gosh, do you think it's got a chance?
You know, I think that there's an audience for this type of movie.
Of course there is. Linda loves those movies.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's your favorite movie this year so far? Not last year, but this year so far. It's March, beginning of March. What's your favorite one you've seen so far?
Well, out of the 2 months of movies I have seen so far, my favorite is The Gentlemen so far, which came out in January 24th. And it was directed by Guy Ritchie, and it was very stylized. Crime movie.
It was a great movie.
Yeah.
Linda and I really enjoyed that movie. Mm-hmm. I was pleasantly surprised that it was good. And it's something you're going to have to watch again because there's so many things going on in this movie.
I think if I watch it again, I would enjoy it even more.
Yeah, I think so because a lot of things are happening and it is. It's gone now from around here. But if you get a chance at it on, video on demand or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's worth the cost of it.
For sure.
Okay. So what's your big thing? How's your play coming?
Oh, Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah.
It's going pretty well.
So have you learned to play the violin?
No.
No, you didn't have to do
no,
that.
No, I don't have to. Only the fiddler has
to. Only the fiddler has to. Okay. What's your part in this?
I'm Mottl, the tailor, the poor tailor who marries Tevye's eldest daughter.
Ah.
Yeah.
There you go again. Getting in there with those, how many plays have you been in now? And since school started.
Since school started,
yeah.
Counting
all of them.
Three, and I actually helped costume design a show at Shasta College to open.
Yeah, you were of course in the one at Shasta College.
Right, A Few Good Men.
A Few Good Men, and by the way, John Welsh, when he was being honored at the Riverfront Playhouse, big soiree there.
Mm-hmm.
Were you there for that?
I was not.
Okay.
My parents were.
He did four readings, from his favorite characters. And his last one was the Colonel.
Mm-hmm.
And he does well with it. You can't handle the truth type thing. Well, Robert, thanks so much for being here.
Yeah,
I don't know if you people are on Facebook, and if you do, if you follow us, but Robert's been doing this with us for a while. And in the old studios, we had a photo of him. How many years ago was that?
Probably three or four.
But I tell you what, you have changed dramatically in those 3 or 4 years. Because how old are you now?
I am 17.
17, yeah. So you what, 13 or 14, 13 probably then, or 14. But you have changed dramatically in a good way. I don't mean that it was bad before.
Yeah.
But you have really progressed. You've kind of gotten into what you really love in your acting and being in the theater. So
thank you.
We're really happy that you're with us every week. So have a good day in school, buddy.
Thank you.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here, 7:14 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. They've got a class that's going this weekend for your CCW and for advanced CCW, for requals, for people recertifying. And since Measure A failed so miserably, you might want to find out how you can protect yourself. because it's not going to get any better. Northern Firearms Instruction, you can reach them at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:14 in the morning, and what's the temperature out there?
You surprised me. It's 54 currently.
Okay, 54. Okay, we'll be right back.
I was afraid that God would frown, but like he did so long ago in Jericho, God just made a wall fall down. When Moses often...
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select an array of services, including massage, nail care, and lash extensions. Wind River Spa. Spend an hour or spend the day with us. Featuring farmhouse fresh products and PCA skin products, we are the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Inquire about our monthly membership. Book your appointment at windriverspa.com. Relaxation. Wind River Spa.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment. Despite being told by another shop the vehicle had major frame problems, having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with a car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567, 719 in the morning, and 53 degrees out there. Fraud Prevention Fair today. Meet your DA Fraud Prevention Team. Resources from state, local, and federal agencies. Free shredding, by the way. You get one banker's box they bring in there, or just, you know, that's max. But you can bring in, you know, little bags full of stuff. Speakers, door prizes. It's going to be at the Reading's Elk Lodge from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Light refreshments provided. So for more information, call 245-632-2000. 2, or just show up there at 10 a.m. today at the Redding's Elks Lodge. It's the Shasta County District Attorney's Office invites you to their 5th Annual Fraud Prevention Fair. I think it's going to be interesting, and we'll talk about it again, but there's so much fraud and scamming going on, and they're really, really good at it. So let's find out what you can do to prevent that, protect yourself. Hey, I'm here with Wendy Longwell from the Disability Action Center, located at on Park Marina Drive. So, Wendy, good morning.
Morning.
So, you've got a couple of things. Tell us about the Disability Action Center.
So, we are an independent living center that's funded through grants to help people with any type of disability find the local resources, and we can help them fill out paperwork if needed for those resources so that they can get the services that they need. So we have several grants that we get for, like, traumatic brain injury, for people with vision loss, if they're needing durable medical equipment and can't afford it. And we also get a grant from PG&E to help people when the power shutoffs happen that have medical issues.
Okay. You've got an event coming up here on March 17th, St. Patty's Day.
Yes.
Well, what a good day to have that. That's my daughter and son-in-law's wedding anniversary.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we decided to have an open house because there's still a lot of people out there that don't know about us.
I know. I'm sitting around saying, have you been here before, Wendy? Wendy's been here before for other things, but not this one. So I'm really glad you came aboard. And so we can learn something about the DAC. So what's going to happen at the open house?
Well, we're really going to just invite people to come in when they can that day from 10 to 1 and get to know us that work here and to learn more about what kind of services we can provide.
Okay. Now, are your services open to everybody with a disability?
Yes.
Now, they have to be a certified, I assume. Somebody can't just come in and say, I need your help.
Actually, they can.
Oh.
It's self-declaration, so if they come in and say, this is my disability, that's all we require. The only grant that is more specific is our vision. They have to be 55 or older. So but all of our other grants are just wide open, any age, any disability.
So what's your, I don't know if you can tell me this, but it's because it works on grants, so you're probably the money that comes to you is different every year, I would imagine.
Yeah, because we apply for different grants. Uh-huh. So we get state and federal grants. So our newest money that is coming in is actually from PG&E we use it for people who have medical conditions and need medical equipment.
Mm-hmm.
So like oxygen machines, CPAP machines, anything that requires electricity. So when PG&E shuts off the power because of high winds, people can come in and get a battery pack from us or get a hotel voucher from us and use those during those power shutoff times.
Okay, so I think that's important for people to know because, when they do, and they will, we know that it's going to happen. And
exactly.
So if somebody has a medical condition, and this is one of the things that worried people, of course, if you're on oxygen or machines that you need to keep yourself going, that when they're gone, what do? And then your battery packs run out. So you've got battery packs, or you'll put them up in hotels.
Yes, so the money can go for either or, so the people get to choose. On this particular grant line, we have to have confirmation that they're a PG&E consumer, so they bring a PG&E bill in, and then they have to show proof that they have medical equipment, so bring the piece of medical equipment in or a doctor's note, something that just shows us that they are on medical equipment.
Personally, I think I'd go for the room, because if my electricity is out and it's the summer, it means my air conditioning is out too. So.
True, but a lot of people have animals and they don't want to leave them behind. So,
well, that's true.
That we've had a lot of people that I thought should go into hotels but chose to stay home because of the animals.
Because of their animals. Well, that makes sense. So how many people do you all help, would you say? On average.
Well, with just the PG&E money during the power outages last year, we got the money and then the very first power outage happened. So we mm-hmm. were kind of running blind the first time.
You think maybe they knew something was happening?
Yeah. we served over 30 people the very first time started using this grant. And now we have 30 battery packs, plus we can do the hotel, so we can actually help more people now because we've gotten more money.
People probably didn't even know about that they could come to you.
No, because it was brand new last year, and we got it at the very end of the season. So this year I think we'll be busier with it because more word has gotten out that we have this available.
Well, when we have this, next time we have a power outage, make sure you call in and remind me about this so we can get your phone number out to people.
Okay, perfect.
And, you know, so that people that are in need won't have to go without or be not be able to live comfortably,
right,
or worry. That's the big thing.
Yeah, and we really encourage people to come up and sign up with us and do all the paperwork before the power outage. So that way all they have to do is stop in and get the voucher or get the battery pack when it actually happens.
So tell me again some of the things that you all do.
So we work really closely with people that are looking for new housing, helping them fill out the county applications for HUD, TIBRA, any other county program that's out there that we know of that they may not, and make sure that they get on all the lists. If somebody needs durable medical equipment like walkers, shower benches, we have all of that we give to free to people. Any other skills, like if somebody with a traumatic brain injury that has lost a skill, or maybe a stroke victim, and they're maybe needing to relearn, how do I do a budget to pay my bills on time? We will sit, we do group trainings, and we also do one-on-one appointments to help people learn those independent living skills. And so then we also do support groups, where we bring in speakers to, for people. So we have several of those going on, a vision group, an autism group, just a general support group, traumatic brain injury. So we have tons of different groups and guest speakers that come in every month to teach people what's out there in the community.
Isn't it amazing how we didn't have traumatic brain injury until the war?
Yeah. And it's
now people that are veterans, they should be going through the VA.
Yes, but a lot of times what we find, VA and even private health insurance, it takes time to get things approved. And so we have a lot of veterans that come through us to get that durable medical equipment, and then 2 months later when the insurance finally kicks in and gets them what they need, they bring it back to us, and we can rehome it again.
Okay, that's great. That's good to hear that. I know that working with the VA sometimes can an education can be a problem, and so you don't get the money right away. So buying books can be a problem. So we have veterans organizations here that will help people buy, you know, veterans buy their books, and then when they get paid back, they pay them back on it. Wendy Longwell from the Disability Action Center. It's at 2876 Park Marina Drive. You can get her, or get the center at, of course, is 242-8550. Ask for Wendy or go to 201, extension 201. Now, you're also in Chico.
Yes, we also have a Chico office.
Oh.
So we actually serve a total of 9 counties with our grants.
Wow.
So we do have to do some traveling around in the counties, and making sure everybody's being helped. So, like, on the 13th of this month, I'm driving up to Siskiyou County and hitting several places up there to do outreach.
How'd you get into this?
Actually, I've been involved in the world of disabilities for about 24 years when my son was born with spina bifida.
Oh, my God.
And so I've been working at DAC going on 2 years now. But I've been involved in advocacy at local up to state and national levels for people with disabilities ever since my son was born.
Well, you know, on July, July 29th, that is the – you're saying that's the birthday celebration fair for the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990.
Yeah.
A huge boon for disabled.
The ADA actually protects people in the workforce from discrimination as well as schools. And so it's really important for people to be aware that protection is there for them. You know, and it's for those people with hidden disabilities, too. My son is very obvious. He's in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
But you have people that have seizure disorders, that have diabetes. And believe it or not, there is still discrimination going on in schools and the workplace against people that have those kind of disabilities because they consider them a liability.
Okay, so I remember when they did something as simple as making curbs.
Right.
Making it easier for wheelchairs.
Yes.
So you weren't faced with that. You don't think about that, but that was a huge thing. And now it's just a matter of fact.
Right.
Our studio is set up for disabled. Our bathroom is set up for that and all those kind of things. But that was, but there's, many places out there, especially for somebody in a wheelchair that you run into.
There is, and you still run into it, especially if you go to more of the historic buildings.
Oh, yeah.
You will see a lot of things that they've tried to make accessible, but they just really aren't.
It's hard. It's difficult. Yeah. Unfortunately, some people use the ADA for nefarious purposes, like, you know, coming in and measuring a counter.
Right.
And then suing somebody
for
that. And that gives people a bad taste, but you can't forget what this is about.
Right. I mean, this is about people who have disabilities that just want what's right.
Access.
Right. And, you know, we have veterans that have PTSD, that you can't see it, but that people need to be aware of it. And the service dogs that can help these people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are service dogs now that are trained for people with diabetes, for seizure disorders, for PTSD.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. And
they can, you know, and I've seen this, that when they see them getting ready to have a seizure, that dog picks up on this and goes over to the person, right?
Yes.
And warns them of it.
So that way they can sit down or lay down so they don't fall and get hurt.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of confusion still around what is a service dog allowed to do, where is it allowed to be, and
well, you know why that is, of course.
Yeah.
It's because we have people taking advantage of that and bringing their basset hound into the shopping center and putting it in and then walking around with them. And it's
right.
Not trained. It barks. It drools. I'm saying basset hound. If you got a basset hound, do not call me. Okay. okay, to get a gerbil or, you know, I saw the ostrich. Did you see the ostrich service animal?
Yeah.
Come on. Ostrich. You know,
that sets
service animals back 10 years.
Right. Well, what you have to remember is a service animal is actually service dogs.
Right.
Then you have your therapy animals that can be a variety of
animals. They've all got to go through training, right?
There's no actual law that says they have to go through specific training and have a license. But the difference is you have to remember service is a service dog. Then you have your therapy animals that can be different animals. And then you have your companion or your emotional animals that can be a variety of animals. But a service animal is only a dog.
Wow. You know what? I'm going to bring you back. Because this is a good subject that people need to know. Because I see dogs in the, in supermarkets that, you know, they're in the basket. And you know, I'm not against people. You know, I have a dog. I love my dog. But I'm not sure I want to inflict my dog on everybody. And I see signs now though that say that you've got to show that it's been trained for a specific action for a service dog.
You don't have to show. They can ask you, what is that dog trained to do
for
you?
They can ask you.
But
okay.
You don't have to show anything. But
okay.
You have to be able to tell them this is what the dog does. So, but they're not supposed to be in the shopping cart because food goes in the shopping cart.
They're
supposed to be on the floor.
Yeah, tell me about it, because I'm saying, oh, that's the one I got. Okay.
So, but those kinds of questions around service animals versus companion, what other type of things that they need when they have a disability, that's what they can come learn at our open house, at our birthday party. We're actually taking over the whole parking lot for our birthday party, so we're going to have a lot of booths there and resources for people.
And that's at 2876 Park Marina Drive, March 17th. Of course, that's St. Patty's Day. Green beer?
No. Green cupcakes.
Green cupcakes, though. Wendy, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me
in today. Don't let this be the last time, because I wanted you to come back in. Let's talk service, these questions like this that people have, you know, because, you know, you want to do the right thing. And sometimes you feel like you're taken advantage of.
Right.
And you see it all the time. You're the one that knows the rules.
Yeah.
Okay. And thanks for what you do for our community.
Oh,
it's
thank
just
you for
wonderful.
That. Thank you for having me.
No, I mean, this is really nice. And like I said, we're going to have you back on, and I'm going to keep this and talk about it for the Disability Action Center's open house on March 17th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Park Marina Drive. Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. 7:34, I went over because it was interesting, and I could do that. And Ashley just, she waves at me, and then she just kind of sits back and goes, yeah, her hands go up in the air. But you got my back, though, right, kiddo? There you go. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Saw Judy Maxwell yesterday at Simpson's Business Luncheon, Leadership Business Luncheon, and we sat together, and she's going to come on the show soon to talk about the California healthcare, the covered healthcare, and it's catching people in some ways by surprise. You can be fined $6,000 if you don't have it. They extended the open period here, and she's going to come in and explain that to us. Judy Maxwell knows everything there is to know about insurance and financial help there. She's been doing it since 1993. You can stop by 1378 or give her a call, 1378 Hilltop Drive, or give her a call at 221-0441. We'll be right back, and we're going to discuss what happened last night across the United States and right here in our own city and county.
The Reading Gun Show, this weekend only, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center on Hilltop Drive. Modern firearms, antique firearms, blades, Indian artifacts, accessories, and much more. For more than three decades, the Reading Gun Show has been a premier show for buyers, sellers, and collectors of antiques and modern firearms. Don't miss the annual Reading Gun Show, this weekend only, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Burger snobs, head to Gift Steak Burger in the Mission Square on Bocelli Lane for the soon-to-be world-famous Ugly Burger. Thick and juicy, made fresh daily and barbecued to perfection over charcoal, then smothered with your favorite items from the Fixin's Bar. Order up fries, onion rings, mushrooms, and your favorite beverage, and you have a meal to satisfy the most distinguished burger palate. Gift Steak Burger is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Best burger in town, and plenty of verbal abuse from Mr. Ugly himself. Celebrating 40 years of burger excellence.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Grammy winner Buddy Guy is coming back to Reading's historic Cascade Theater March 5th. This legendary American blues guitarist and singer is also a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Don't miss Buddy Guy, one night only at the Cascade Theater, March 5th. Get tickets before they sell out at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
So what's scorecard scribblings all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Conservative,
Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to V-Buy Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. It is your talk radio station. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. I expect some phone calls in this next half hour. Now, our guest at 8 o'clock will be Reading Police Chief Bill Shuler. We're going to discuss Measure A also. But during this next half hour, I want to talk about what happened in the elections. But I want to talk about – I'm getting comments from people saying, you know, about Measure A, about how government employees live like kings compared to the rest of us and all that. Benefits and retirements magnify. That's true. We do have an unfunded liability problem. But first of all, let me get into this. Saw Sharon Clark last night. Sharon and Linda and Brenda and several other girls, women, are heading to Wind River this weekend for their Redding Rancheria celebration, where they've given, you know, as we were talking the other day, something like 72 groups of nonprofits money. They're going to award $10,000 to one of the organizations this Saturday, but it's a costume thing, and the girls are going for it. So Sharon Clark, of course, owns Home Helpers, and she's had this for 16 years. It's the premier home care agency up here in Redding in the North State. All of her people are people that she would have in her own house. You know, they've all gone through the training and the background checks and all that. So you don't have to worry about the person coming into your home. And then she can be there for 2 hours a day, 24 hours a day, whatever works for you and your situation. Give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Okay. Biden has come back. Joe has made a comeback. Won 9 states. But, you know, and a portion of the, of course, the delegates for the convention. They need 1,900. So he won 9 states. Bernie won in 4. He won, of course, the state of California, and we'll get a majority of the California delegates. But now it's tightened up. Warren and Bloomberg. Bloomberg got, I think, 4 delegates, and I think Warren got maybe 10 last night. Now, there's still many more primaries to come, but this was a big one, 13 different primaries going last night. So it's going to be it'll be interesting to see what happens through the rest of the year. The last one is, I think, June 2nd, and then the convention's in July. Will it be a brokered convention? You know, we'll see. I'm still kind of surprised to see how many people believe socialism is a great idea. And they're voting for Bernie. In local races, of course, Doug LaMalfa took the vast majority of the votes, and he's going to be running against Audrey Denny. And as my latest thing that I heard was that Leonard Modi looks like he had over 50% of the vote. I don't know if that's changed or not. If that's the case, he's won for District Supervisor 2 in the 2nd District. Patrick Jones and Steve Morgan looks like they're going to be in a runoff on for District 4. And both Dallies had a big night. Looks like Megan and Elizabeth Betancourt are running for the assembly, and it'll be Brian running against the Democrat.
Pamela Schwartz.
And Pamela's been on the show before. We'll have her on again. I want to give a shout out to Dr. Paul Danuka, who felt that representation wasn't what it should be, and he put a lot of his effort, time, and money into offering another choice. Something we don't have in many of the races. You only get 2 choices. Well, he was offering a 3rd choice. His message, if you could read it, was one of hope and one of working together. And he is just a fine, fine man. And the things that flew back and forth there, I talked to him. I said, my friend, you know, these things that are being said. He goes, no, he expected that. And as long as he keeps himself. And I just don't want him to think that what he did was in vain, because what he did was he offered a choice. And I will, you know, I admire him for that.
And he got more than 10,000 votes.
Yeah.
So yeah. For somebody who is completely new to the political arena,
he made that decision toward the end, and so then he had to build his machine from not his machine but his group from there. So anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and I've got people on the phone. And let's talk Measure Right when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Rebecca and Henry have a wonderful jewelry shop, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repair. This guy can work on any watch. He can build them from scratch if he wants to. But the jewelry they have there is second to none at Four Winds Jewelry. Anything you can imagine, from estate to Native American to more types of jewelry, new jewelry, all at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4.
Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty here on KCNR with the all-new lineup for 2019.
Join us 9 to 12 Monday through Friday.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Our casino relocation project will stimulate new housing and improve existing housing. Job growth from our project will provide the income necessary for families to purchase homes in the local community. Developers will meet the local housing demand by increasing the supply of new homes. In fact, Palomar Homes recently announced plans for 2,000 new homes in Reading. Our project, it is part of the solution, and it will fill these new homes. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition has been a mainstay in our family shopping since 1982. Best in the North State so many times, I don't even know if anybody competes with them anymore. Everything they have is 100% certified organic, from their supplements to their produce to their meat. All of this is organic. A huge selection of archived seminars that they give. They have free seminars that they give two or three times a month. So many different things that Orchard Nutrition has done for our community and continues to support our community. Of course, they're in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Go on down. See the group down there. They're so well-versed on everything they do. 7:50 in the morning. And Ashley is... Ashley is out greeting our next guest. And Terry, are you on the line? She's going to have to push a button. Measure A. And I'm getting comments in here about Measure A, about some people are devastated. Other people are complaining about the cost of police. One person said, we just gave the bad guys a green light. To do as they please. We needed the entire package, not just jail space. Let's go to the phones. Terry.
Good morning, Carl. How you doing?
I'm finer than frog here.
Are you?
Disappointed in Measure A, not even getting close?
Well, you know, the thing is that, you know, you wanted to talk about solutions, but we have to talk about what happened, why it didn't go through. We have to talk about that, because that's the issue.
Well, you're going to be on the show tomorrow.
No, I don't know if I can, Carl. I might be able to call in, but Mark Barrett is home. As you know, there's a lot of big interviews we've got coming up. There's a lot of different things. And, oh, by the way, folks, this coming Monday night at 2570 South Bonneview Road, we will be talking about the State of Jefferson Constitution and what we have in it so far. There's a lot of stuff going on. But, you know, the real deal is we have to analyze before we do anything what happened. There were thousands and thousands of dollars spent by people, and I'm not sure who they all are. I would like to know who some of them are, because they spent a lot of money on signs, radio advertising, all kinds of stuff, with I'm sure sincere beliefs in what they were doing, but thousands of dollars, and the thing failed. That was a lot of money to spend. There was a lot of time on radio programs where the other side couldn't even be talked about. The people against Measure A were just the folks. And here's, I think, a couple of the reasons why. You know, when you have a situation where we talked about unfunded liability, and I know yourself and Trish both said, oh, that's got nothing to do with it. It has everything to do with it. When you look at a police department that is the highest paid per capita in the United States, they make some of them double what they make in Chico, who has the same size department.
Okay, but what does that have to do with Measure A?
No. See, that's what happens here. It's sort of like when I was bringing up something about this issue that was a fact, and the reason people weren't doing stuff or what they didn't want, don't you want a jail? The jail was never written in that thing. There was never a benchmark.
You know what, Terry? That's incredibly naive to say that.
Okay.
Because the whole thing was about a jail.
I didn't really go after you personally, but go right ahead, Carl.
You know what, Terry?
Go ahead, Carl. I'm listening.
I'm just saying it's naive for people to say that because that was the bottom line.
It didn't matter.
The unfunded liabilities is a very much a problem.
It wasn't in there, Carl. It just, there was no benchmark. You and I talked about that privately. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, I don't want to be attacked here. You know, I just want to.
Terry, somebody disagreeing with you is not an attack. Don't you understand that? Somebody disagreeing is not an attack.
Naive. How are they naive? Maybe they think you're naive.
Well, maybe they are. I've had somebody call me today, call me Karl Marx today.
Well, that's too bad. They shouldn't do that. No,
you know what? I don't care because I know it was made in humor there.
Okay. Well, anyway, point is that we got off track here. I can't even bring up some facts. We've taken up 5 minutes just on
I was giving you I was giving, an hour tomorrow was offered in that you took it to talk about it.
What you asked me tomorrow was we were going to talk about the solution. We have to identify what we can do now and what happened here. Here's one more thing I want to leave you with. Leonard Modi on your program said that the police chief you have sitting out there right now will be around for about 2 or 3 years. If we look at that, that's what he said, and you remember that, and because that's the way it's going to go now. We, in 25 years, we could have 10 police chiefs and be paying millions of dollars in unfunded liability, and Reading, in this bill, was going to get 16% to get 21 more officers when we already have a completely blow. How many of those guys would retire, Carl? I mean, really and truly, that's part of the problem, if not the biggest part of the problem.
Okay, Terry. I really wish you could come on tomorrow for an hour.
Okay, my friend. I'm going to try to do that, but I'd like to be able to at least give some facts, and I don't want to go in there.
Well, it's yes, in the facts, and I tell you what, I'll give you carte blanche there, but I also want to hear a solution, because you said you had a solution, and I'm...
No, I said immediate solutions, and there is a solution, but Carl, you've got to go back and dig up what happened. Who put all that money into Measure A? Why did the Chamber of Commerce vote one way, but a lot of those business owners voted against it? How is it that Joe Comenti can hand out flyers that say yes on Measure A when he's acting as a board of supervisors trying to give us information? Who paid for those? Who paid for the signs?
Well, when River donated $25,000, so I know they had that much.
Okay, there you go. Okay, that's good. But what about the rest of it? Did any of that money come out of the county? Was a single penny spent out of the county with our taxpayer money to do this? And by the way, last thing. When you look at the guide here, it has the argument for and the argument against. Then it has a rebuttal against the argument against signed by every board of supervisor. What does that tell you about what people think about those boards of supervisors?
Well, those are the ones that we elect.
Actually, they are ones that we are going to be unelecting. And frankly, Dale Ball, probably Susan Pierce, good people, both of them, agreed. If they had been one person, Leonard Modi wouldn't want.
I don't know. He got 54%.
Well, I think that there could have been a little bit of more money pumped in there. There could have been a lot more things that could have been done. But they're just
Terry, it's not just you. People go, I don't trust the city council. I don't trust the board of supervisors. These are people that run for office. These are the people that are elected into the office. We cannot say year after year after year we don't trust them.
Well, no, it's not. Maybe that's the wrong word, and I'll find the correct word for you. But I'll tell you this. This Donnell fellow who gives false information to the Board of Supervisors, where it's on tape, it's on video, and the response from Les Baugh and from the other supervisors, well, it's not our job to really. Or in other words, you have somebody you ask advice of that you base your decision on to represent us. And if that person gives you false information, it's not your job to say anything to him because he's hired by somebody else? How does that work, Carl? How does that work?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not the one. I'm not the one that elected.
Well,
I'm not, like I said, they're elected and you get a chance. Everybody gets a chance to run for office. And if you have all the answers, you should be running. And if you've got a constituency or you think that you're doing the right thing, like Danuka did, you run and you put yourself out there. And, you know, the people that are putting themselves out there, I applaud every one of them.
Oh, well, you know, and I agree with that. And I just, my heart goes out to Doc. You know, I mean, some of that negative ad was just
and then
atrocious.
Here's one comment. Here's one comment. It says, it's over. Let's move on. We're going to have to.
No, actually, we've got to find out what's going on. That's what we have to find out.
And okay, Terry.
Immediately, forensic audit.
Anyway, tomorrow, I hope you're on with your near-term solutions. And then are you going to talk about the need of a jail? And how to get one. I'm just asking.
The jail was the smallest part of that, buddy.
Well, good.
You and I both know it, so let's not even go there, okay? We don't even need to go there. The jail was never part of it. It was 3 years, according to everybody, before they'd even break ground on a jail.
Well, that's going to be for anything, any building you put up here.
It's $31 million a year, Carl, times three, which is $93 million, that they would have. What are they going to do with that money if it isn't going into a jail? Gee whiz, $93 million. And then you had a guy on the other day that said it was going to be $80 million to build a jail. Well, we heard $20 million. We heard $18 million. Now it's $80 million.
Anyway,
we have police chiefs who are going to be leaving in two or three years.
We have run out of time. And like I said, I'm welcoming you on tomorrow for an hour. Okay. Thanks.
You bet.
I hope you can make it.
All right, my brother. Have a good one.
Thanks. I think Stengel's right to a point. But I think we need to really dissect everything that did happen in this, because we're going to have, well, I tell you what, we're going to have Bill Shuler on, chief of police. We're going to talk about that and what impact this is going to have on our crime here in Redding, not moving forward with this. 7:59 in the morning, 53 degrees out there, and we are going to be back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. Billionaire Mike Bloomberg has ended his bid for the Democratic presidential nomination.
In addition to dropping out of the race, the former New York City mayor has endorsed former Vice President Joe Biden. It was a stunning collapse for Bloomberg, who hung his 2020 hopes on the Super Tuesday states and drained more than $500 million of his own fortune into the campaign. In the end, voters ultimately rejected Bloomberg's argument that he was the candidate best poised to take on Republican President Donald Trump. He was also unable to overcome consistent criticism of New York's use of the stop-and-frisk police practice under his tenure as mayor. Jeremy House reporting.
Meanwhile, Elizabeth Warren's huddling with her campaign team today to try to determine whether there's a reason for her to stay in the race after her Super Tuesday wipeout. An aide to the Massachusetts senator said she was speaking to staffers and assessing her path forward. The Supreme Court scheduled today to take up the first major abortion case of the Trump era, examining a Louisiana law requiring doctors who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital, a decision could be heard in June. Facebook says it will work hard at digging out fake coronavirus information.
Mark Zuckerberg says the social network is stepping up its efforts to combat virus-related misinformation by giving the World Health Organization free advertising. Zuckerberg adds the company is working with national health ministries and global organizations to get out timely and accurate information on the virus. And also, too, he says, give support and millions more in ad credits to unspecified groups. Facebook has previously taken out measures to fight virus hoaxes and misinformation, including removing false claims and conspiracy theories. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
How many times have you invested in something and realized a couple of months down the line that it's not all you were told? They forgot a couple of key details. They didn't exactly tell you what was going to happen. Sound familiar? I'm Colin Plume, and I'm president of Noble Gold Investments, and I hate these stories. I set up Noble Gold Investments with a team that I personally trust to serve you as you learn more about investing in precious metals. Whether you're a millionaire or whether you're struggling to get a handle on your investments, we have thousands of clients in every income bracket. Noble Gold Investments customizes the recommended solution to fit your unique situation. We help our clients with their 401ks, their IRAs, even with collector's gold and silver that they want to keep at home for emergencies, or maybe an investment away from the banks. We'll safeguard your wealth, and we'll make sure you're okay whatever happens out there in the markets. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Two European countries are dealing with the fallout from the coronavirus outbreak.
Europe is confronting the realization that it may already be too late to contain the coronavirus. The export ban announced by the German Interior Ministry covers masks, medical gloves, and protective suits. It said an exception could be made for international aid missions. In France, the finance minister Bruno Le Maire called it unacceptable for speculators to drive up fourfold the price of alcohol-based hand washes. He's promised to regulate the cost.
BBC correspondent Mike Sanders. Fiat Chrysler's head of U.S. sales leaving the company after a bumpy career that saw him file a whistleblower lawsuit over a scheme to pay dealers to report fake sales numbers. Reed Bigland, who also headed the Ram brand and Fiat Chrysler Canada, will leave Fiat Chrysler April 3rd after 22 years with the company to, quote, pursue other interests. More news and analysis at townhall.com. Stores have been wiped clean of hand sanitizer.
Fear of the coronavirus has led people to stock up on hand sanitizer, leaving store shelves empty
and online retailers with sky-high prices set by those trying to profit on the rush. But more of the clear gel is on the way. Purell, the best-selling hand sanitizer, is pumping up production, and Walmart and other stores say they're talking to suppliers to stock up bare shelves.
Ken Lorman reports research firm Nielsen found sales of hand sanitizers in the U.S. up 73% in the 4 weeks ending February 22nd compared with the same period a year ago. A group of U.S. senators scrutinizing facial recognition software company Clearview AI over privacy concerns in the possible sale of its services to authoritarian regimes. You can check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567, the 4th of March today, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Ashley has our weather for today and the rest of the week.
Good morning. Happy National Hug a GI Day today.
Whoa, I expect that.
You expect a hug?
Yeah. I was a government issue.
Okay.
That's what GI stands for.
I did not know that. Government, I probably should have, but I didn't.
Government issue. That's right.
We are looking at 55 degrees outside currently, going up to a high of 80. We have the north-northwest wind, same as yesterday, but it should be a little bit tamer at only 5 to 7 miles per hour throughout the afternoon. Tomorrow will be slightly cooler at a high of 76, and overnight lows for most of the week will be in the low to mid-40s. Friday, we are looking at a chance of rain overnight into Saturday, 40% chance with a high of 60 degrees.
Okay. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And we were just talking with the Disability Action Center there, and they're talking about when they turn off the electricity in your house because the winds are blowing, what do you do? Well, Shasta Gas Propane has a new program now, is that they have generators capable of running your entire house or just parts of your house. If you want to keep your air conditioning on, or you want to keep the food that you have in your freezer and refrigerator still there after 2 or 3 days, they have generators there now, and they have them at very good prices. So give them a call at 365-3793. 8:07 in the morning, 53 degrees out there. And I have with me Reading Police Chief Bill Schuler, and I'm sorry.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. Measure A. Passed with over 60% in Reading, and then the further you got out of the city limits, the worse it got. What impact?
Well, I'm disappointed. That's an understatement. I'm disappointed. I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated that half of the voters, and I realize there was only 30,000 out of 100,000 registered voters, give or take some, that voted. But I'm frustrated that the status quo is still okay, and that we have a full jail, and we don't want to do anything about that, and we don't have enough officers or DAs or public defenders and deputies. It's frustrating. It's definitely frustrating this morning. So, I mean, it's kind of a sit back and take a look at it and what we need to do moving forward. I mean, we've never taken our foot off the gas as far as looking for other creative solutions, and luckily for me, I have a very supportive city manager and city council about public safety, and we'll keep looking for innovative ways to fund our department. But, yeah, I mean, it's kind of a kick in the teeth this morning, to be honest.
Well, you know, you're going out for a $1 million grant that's out there, hoping to be able to fund some policemen. But that doesn't answer the underlying problem. There's
right.
No place to put these guys and girls.
Right. And what we've talked about is that this is more of a it's not just a single agency issue. It's a regional issue. It's a countywide issue. We can hire more cops, which we need, but then that creates more people in jail. That creates more cases for the DA to file and more cases for the public defender and probation to monitor. And we can't do it just off of one single side of this. I mean, more cops does deter crime. absolutely 100%. That is a proven fact. But not having a place to put people and prosecutors and public defenders and probation officers doesn't – it just exacerbates the problem.
You said last night at the 8:30 briefing for your officers that there was, you know, your rank and file kind of still taking this under, but the morale –
yeah,
what is the morale? Because you have police, and you know, morale is so important to a combat unit that you go out there feeling like, hey, we're going to kick ass, and we're going to do this, and we're going to, you know, make a difference here. What kind of impact can this have? I'm not saying it will.
It'll have an impact. The police officers invested a lot of time and money into the Measure A campaign from their associations. They were very supportive of it. They want to see this community thrive and be better. They live here. They raise their families here. Their kids go to school here. And they want this community to be a better, safer place. And so, yeah, I think morale is going to take a little bit of a hit, and it's going to be, you know, our job just to keep moving forward and try and bring them up as best as we can and keep trying to get them more resources, staff, and equipment, and do what we can.
What do you tell somebody who's arrested? This, you know, and this one guy I can think of, gets out of his car, he's got a pistol stuck down in his pants. But your guys already knew who he was because he had just arrested him 2 months earlier for having a gun, and he's a felon. Right. I mean, if, you know, at some point, when they've seen the same guys, they know them by their first name, know who their kids are and all that because they've arrested them 20 times.
Yeah, that fatigue that is hard to combat. So we're constantly talking about that we can't solve, our officers can't solve every issue. So we just have to do what we can with the resources we have. And so we know that the jail's full. And there's a classification officer that's going to have to make a decision where the people we take in stay or go. But we shouldn't think about that. Just keep arresting them, keep doing our job. At some point, something has to give. Something has to change. And if that's Sacramento, if that's local, I'm not sure what that's going to be. But something has to change.
Okay. I'm here with excuse me, Reading Police Chief Bill Schuller. I want to take an early break here because I've got some other things I want to talk about. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated, highly skilled group down there that want one thing. They want to move your dreams forward. Two branches, one at 1845 California Street and the other at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the O'Reilly Shopping Center. You know, you can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back with Reading Police Chief Bill Schuller.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The Reading Gun Show, this weekend only, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center on Hilltop Drive. Modern firearms, antique firearms, blades, Indian artifacts, accessories, and much more. For more than three decades, the Reading Gun Show has been a premier show for buyers, sellers, and collectors of antiques and modern firearms. Don't miss the annual Reading Gun Show this weekend only at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Burger snobs, head to Gift Steak Burger in the Mission Square on Bocelli Lane for the soon-to-be world-famous Ugly Burger. Thick and juicy, made fresh daily and barbecued to perfection over charcoal, then smothered with your favorite items from the Fixin's Bar. Order up fries, onion rings, mushrooms, and your favorite beverage, and you have a meal to satisfy the most distinguished burger palate. Gift Steak Burger is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Best burger in town, and plenty of verbal abuse from Mr. Ugly himself. Celebrating 40 years of burger excellence.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
The City of Reading has provided utilities to our current casino by agreement for the past 25 years. During this time, we have been one of the city's top commercial customers. In addition to paying for our actual utility usage, our agreement requires us to contribute to the city's general fund to offset impacts from our current casino. This has resulted in us contributing about $3.5 million to the city's general fund to help pay for vital public services that benefit us all. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567, 8:16 in the morning, the 4th of March, 2020. It's 54 degrees out there. It's going to be another beautiful day going up to 80 degrees. Shasta Gas Propane always brings us the weather reports. And Crackmaster Windshield Repair is bringing us this segment. If you want to know somebody that actually knows how to go and fix a windshield, whether it's a little chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, you go to Jeff Horst. Don't fool around with your family's safety. Have somebody that knows what he's doing, has been doing it for a quarter of a century. Put your car into a controlled environment so that inside the garage, so he's in there fixing it, and he's fixing it, and he guarantees his work. It's a veteran-owned business. Jeff Horst is a man of his word and a man of great integrity. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, or you can give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We're here with Captain Bill Schuller. Chief Bill Schuller.
That's okay. I'm still getting used to it, too.
Chief of the Reading Police Department. One of the complaints that I hear is that police in Reading are overpaid.
I wish that was the case. It's not the case. We pay less than most of the agencies in the more urban areas of the state. In fact, when lateral officers come up here, and it's one of the reasons we have recruiting issues, is they have to take a significant pay cut to come up here. I know our association recently did one of the associations did a study on looking at in the city. Or the associations use a survey of about 10 different cities in the North State. And that's Woodland and Chico, Fairfield, Vacaville, Roseville, other those kind of near-size communities around here. And they take into account things like housing. So we're comparing apples to apples. And out of all those 10 cities, we're at that kind of mid-range, lower mid-range. We are not the highest paid in the country like people talk about. It's hard to compare because you have to look at all the salary and benefits and health insurance. For example, the city is a self-funded health insurance. So that is what the city pays for our insurance or what they estimate our costs are built into our salary. And other agencies that are have a PERS health insurance or another private health insurance, that's not that doesn't go into their salary the same way. So you have to look apples and apples. And the best way to do that is look at base salary. Look at PORAC, look at Cal Chiefs, look at any of the law enforcement publications that have jobs, and you'll see that the city of Redding is not at the – now, for the North State, we're doing well. We are comparative to Chico. They were ahead of us for a while. I don't know if they're still ahead of us or we're below. But it's always a very close race with those, and we trade people back and forth, although we seem to take more than from them than they get from us. But it's not what it is reported to be.
Does the your average – when your policeman starts out, what's his average salary?
I'll have to pull it up. I can tell you real quickly. But it's –
You pay by the hour, though?
Or we pay an hourly salary, okay. Yes, and overtime is a significant issue. And if you're looking at places like Transparent California, you'll see that overtime benefit is in there, and we do pay a lot of overtime because our staff, we're understaffed, and we continue to be understaffed.
Do we still just have six or seven officers yes. per watch?
Seven officers on at any one time, seven beats covering 60 square miles.
How come we'll see two or three officers at the at maybe one spot?
Because a lot of these are two-man calls. So anytime you have a suspect at an incident that's and the incident has a potential for violence, even if something as simple as a shoplifter in custody can be a two-man call depending on what that person is, especially if they're on probation or parole or they're serial shoplifters. So for safety reasons, we have two officers present.
Okay. So, that, you know, because I'll see that. Well, I'll see two or three officers at one spot, and I'll see a lot of times – I'll see that too, but I figured that there's called because everybody always calls for backup.
Yeah, it's for most calls, all the higher priority calls, every call is a minimum two-man call. There's safety in numbers. We don't fight fair. We have to. It's not a one-on-one thing with law enforcement. We want to have safety by having multiple people present. And plus, if you're dealing with more than one suspect, or there's a lot to do when you're a law enforcement officer encountering a suspect besides monitoring just them. And so it's good to have that extra eyes and ears.
Well, I bounced in a bar for a while, and it was never one-on-one. It was never one-on-one. We'd swarm them just for that reason. Is it more dangerous out there?
Yeah, I think it's more dangerous. We are seeing more of our officers injured in fights, more of our officers experiencing more significant injuries, backs and hips and necks and shoulders and knees that are longer term injuries because of the seriousness of the altercations they get in. At any one time, we're between 10 and 20% of our patrol staff is out on injury. That's pretty significant, and that's one of the reasons we have so much overtime. I just got a text from my administrative sergeant. Uh-huh. $30.14 per hour is entry level police officer.
And this is after they've gone through the post academy and then get through the hiring process.
Yep.
So $30 an hour. Mm-hmm. I wish I could, you know, some people, you know, military and you know, in many cases have, but I wish I could tell people what it's like to stand outside a door. Waiting to go in, you know, fully armed. You're number two in the stack of coming yeah. into a place, and hopefully you got a guy as big as you in front of you. In fact, we'd always have a big guy going in first.
I was always the big.
You're always the big guy going in first,
or the breacher,
or the breacher there. And it's if you have not experienced that, it's difficult to explain. But the difference being in the military and the police to me is. Somebody walks up to my truck, an officer walks up to my truck. I've got gray hair, you know, but it could be a woman. It could be anybody. They walk up to the trucks. There's a gun there. And where we were always prepared for that, you all have to come up and be polite. You know, that's the first thing you do.
Sure.
I mean, every time – I've only had one time I've been pulled over, but your officer was extremely polite. Unless you've experienced it, it's hard to explain that to people.
Yeah, it is
for $30 an hour.
It's a different world. So yeah, you do have to be polite. You do have to, but you're also thinking all the officer safety. Officer safety is there weapons in the car? But also, am I going to get hit by a truck that's coming up behind me? So you're having to look, have this 360 view around you at all times, as well as engage the person in the car and any of their passengers. it is not as easy as it seems. I still will remember the very first day I was released from patrol after all my field training by myself and making a car stop on I-5 northbound by myself. And, you know, you're practically wet in your pants. You got nobody around to help you in case something goes down. You have to survive on what your training and experience and get through that stuff. And obviously it gets easier the more you do it. But there's also some complacency that comes in.
Yeah, and that can be dangerous too.
Yes.
Okay. This grant that you're going for, what exactly is that?
Well, it's a federal COPS grant, which stands for Community Oriented Policing, and it is a grant from the Federal Department of Justice. It is for community oriented policing officers, so it's not to supplement BEAT officers or add to the 7 that we have on any one shift. It's to do community oriented policing. So we're applying for that grant to fund 4 officers will start out working downtown and in our parks and in our trails. And their only job will be to handle calls for service in those areas, but also to be very proactive and very visible and deal with these quality of life issues, help the business owners downtown, keep the criminal element out of our parks and our trails. And they'll also work in our other commercial business districts around the city. So one day they may travel and move over to the Mount Shasta Mall area, or they'll be over on Hilltop Drive or Churn Creek, whatever. They're going to move around to those areas as well and just be very visible and very proactive.
You're going to see the bike patrols out?
It'll be 100% bicycle or on foot or all-terrain motorcycles. No cars.
Okay. So you're going to see the people out here.
You'll see them interact with them.
When I'm here having the show in the morning, I may see a police officer walk by and wave at me.
Wave at you, come in, say hi. Yeah, that's exactly what they're for. I think we have a good chance of getting the grant. The funding that is the federal government is put in their grant proposal is not as much as I thought it was going to be. Originally, it looked like there was a match up to $125,000 per year per officer. It's actually $125,000 per officer over the 3-year life of the grant. So it's only $500,000 grant, but we're still going to keep moving forward and see what the federal government gives us. And we'll go from there. I'll take it back to council and see what we can do.
The state of California, who is foisted AB 109 on us, yeah. But then the people voted for 47 and 57,
they do.
Mainly from Southern California.
And I think they were slightly duped, but yeah.
Oh, no, I think they were totally duped about it, and they just read the top. If they don't, most people are easy to fool when they start looking at things in the ballot box. They look at something in a ballot box, and if it had anything to do with their business, they wouldn't vote that way because they just read that first part.
Exactly.
Is the state offering for law enforcement anything coming down to the small communities like ours?
No. There is a lot of money being allocated towards solutions for homelessness, and so that money's out there. But for law enforcement, public safety, that is not a priority from the state. There is a ballot measure that will be in November. As of now, I think it's the Keep California Safe Act is what it's titled. I don't know what it'll be titled once it gets on the ballot. It is supported, though, by California Police Chiefs Association. It is to reverse some of the effects of Prop 47 and 57 and a little bit of AB 109. We'll know more about it once we get closer to the November election, but it will be a game changer. It would change things like the $950 theft limit, so you can steal $949 at any one time. It's only a misdemeanor. It reduces that back down. It increases penalties for serial shoplifters. I mean, in the old days, we used to be able to arrest somebody for burglary if we knew they had the intent to go into business and steal, which is pretty much 90% of them.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do that anymore with the change in Prop 47. And so now this bill, if passed, would allow for some serial shoplifting as a felony. So there are some good things in that proposition. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be great if that happened, but unfortunately, do you put a shoplifter in jail or do you put somebody that's, that pulled a knife on somebody?
Yeah, no, I agree. For us, that remains an issue. The jail issue is going to continue to remain. I'm hopeful. I know the county is going to keep moving forward towards once the courtroom's built, the new courthouse is built by the state, that they can repurpose some of the old courtrooms in 1 and 2.
I think they said something like 64 more seats.
So that's a good thing. So I think I'm hopeful they can find the money to continue moving forward with that project, because I'll take as many beds as we can get.
Okay. The phones are ringing off the hook, and I told Ashley that no phone calls till 8:30, and we're getting ready to take that break. So we'll open up the phone lines here.
All right.
I wanted to get you your opinion on the A measure and the things that's going on here in the city. And I wanted to address the cost of police in there. So we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center emergency room is one of the few places, if not the only place, it is the only place, that you're going to be seen in 30 minutes or less from the time you walk in. How many people have spent a few hours in the emergency room? Well, they've put in more people, more nurses, more doctors in here to make sure that you're seen in that first 30 minutes. And they want you in and out of there in an hour, because going to the emergency room is not something that we do in our free time because we want to be there. Another way that Shasta Regional Medical Center is helping our community: it's your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back with Chief Bill Schuler of the Reading Police Department.
Resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty,
for the morning lineup right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, "Our customers are warm friends." We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%.
This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air, 605-456-7, 834 in the morning here on the 4th of March. It's 54 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day going up to 80. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's in the Cypress Square, of course, right across from Subway. It's Man's Last Stronghold. You can give them a call at 244-9478 for an appointment down there. It's a great place to get a haircut. Only place I've had a haircut since I've lived here, I think. Let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, you know, Carl, we went round and round about the number of jail beds that were mentioned in Measure A, and you said on your show that Measure A says up to 500 jail beds. That absolutely does not say that in there.
Okay.
And you discredit yourself when you keep harping on that. Mr. Schuller, Chief Schuller, I have always thought that your officers conduct themselves professionally, and I think they do a wonderful job, and I expect that to keep up here in the real near future here, even though morale's down, because I've got nothing good but good to say about your officers.
Thank you. They're true professionals. That will continue to happen.
Absolutely. One thing that got my hackles up is when I went to the town hall over there at the church at Placer and East Street, and Joe Comente got up there and said, show these officers that we have their backs, meaning us civilians, we have your backs. Well, you know, we pay these salaries and these benefits and everything, and they do a good job. But to me, that's showing them that we have their backs. And what isn't showed to us is not just, not necessarily you guys, but the lawmakers don't have our backs. They have taken away my right to defend my property. If I come home and somebody's in my castle, in my home, ripping them off, and I go in and there's a confrontation and maybe somebody gets shot, they're going to look and want to prosecute me that I could have stayed outside and called the police and waited for them to arrive. The same thing about somebody breaking in my car. I asked the police officers, what would happen if I walk around a corner and somebody's busted out my window and you catch them? Oh, well, we'd write them a citation. And I assume that's because there's no jail to hold them. But if I walk around and they're in my car stealing my possessions and I beat them up, I'm going to get arrested for assault. And to me, you've taken away my opportunity to defend my property and to defend my life and whatever else I want to defend. And maybe you could get some legislation going to where you can help us be able to have our backs. Because we can't depend on you guys being here in 3 minutes, and I understand why. But, you know, we need the opportunity to stand up for ourselves. Oh, and on top of that, Sovereign Minds at 10 o'clock here Sunday, we're going to have a forum that will explain why we think Measure A didn't pass and what we believe is an immediate solution. And that'll be a forum that we won't be cut off and argued with.
All right, Nick. Thank you. You know, his statement about being able to defend your property. And somebody's breaking into it, and they come out. You know, you come out to say, "Hey, stop stealing my stuff." What happens then?
Well, nothing has changed as far as you having the right to defend yourself. You still have the right to defend yourself. The law there hasn't really changed. If somebody does something that where you feel that your life is in immediate jeopardy of death or great bodily injury, either way, you have the right to defend yourself. And we have we will investigate a case like that very thoroughly. And there's been cases like that here in Shasta County that have never resulted in a prosecution. I don't know that there's been a big change on that aspect, at least on the state level. yes, it's true. If somebody's breaking your car and you go up them and attack them, yeah, you have the right to detain them for law enforcement to arrive, but I wouldn't suggest it. A property crime is just that. It's a property crime. And it's unfortunate that we have so much property crime, not just in Reading. I mean, we do have an increase in property crime, but overall in this state, but it's not worth your life, and it's not worth getting hurt over. So call law enforcement. We'll come help you.
Yeah, you know, I think people, you know, when we're teaching the CCW class, you know, the use of deadly force, the use of force is somebody's taking your bicycle. You know, is it worth, you know, taking a, you know, using deadly force for a bicycle?
It's
and the
not.
Answer is no. If you're in your house and you're being attacked, that's something else. We have had several shootings in from homeowners in Reading that was found to be a legal shooting because their lives were being threatened inside their own home.
Both homeowners and there was one case in Reading of a driver who was attacked while he was in his vehicle, and that was a justified use of force. So it's law enforcement and our district attorney's office is very supportive of people protecting themselves under the law.
Okay. So we've talked about Measure A. So now we're moving on.
Yep.
And that's gone. That's finished. I don't know what the solution is. Really, at this point, I haven't thought about it. But I'm sure somebody will come up with a solution. I can't wait to hear it.
I can't wait to hear it either. I mean, we're not taking our foot off the gas. We haven't. We're continuing to look for creative solutions to fund law enforcement. I know the county is doing the same thing. We're looking at grants. We're looking at anything and everything you can think of. I know the city did a great job in the last budget cycle doing some consolidating of different departments to be able to fund our neighborhood police unit and make some cuts. So all the other departments took cuts while police and fire were able to grow our budgets and hire more staff. That's a big deal. We're very fortunate that we were able to keep MPU and keep them fully funded in our budget for the next 2 years. And then we hired more CSOs. We have 9 more CSOs hired this year. Our last 2 started a couple weeks ago. They're in training, so that's a great thing. The more community service officers we have on the street, that frees up our officers to be able to respond to emergency calls in a more timely manner and reduce response times, and it also allows them to be proactive and deal with the crimes as they see them occurring.
Crime is dropping in Reading.
About 8%.
Okay. How much of this is because people just don't report it?
I think on the violent crime side of it, I don't think that's the case. People still report violent crime. But on the property crime side, yeah, I think there is a significant underreporting going on. And I get it. It's frustrating. You call us because your car got broken into overnight, and it could take several hours for an officer to respond. Now that we have CSOs, that is changing. Those response times to those what we call cold calls where there's no suspect present, those are going down dramatically because we have 2 CSOs in every shift right now, and soon we'll have 3 when they get off training. So that is changing, and it's really made a huge difference. And the other thing I'll say is we also have an online reporting system. And if you just need a case number, you just want to go to work, you want to get it taken care of later, do it online. Fill it out, send it off. An officer reviews every single one of those. They don't just go into cyberspace and never get looked at. An officer reviews every one of them. They're approved and sent off. If the officers need to follow up, or they see a pattern, or there's maybe a potential suspect, or they recover property, we're able to get that back.
How many calls a year? I mean, I know that's a lot. How many calls a year do you all go out?
Last year we were just right at 90,000 calls for service. We were about 95 and some change, I think, the year prior to that. So we're averaging, you know, just under 300-ish a day. So we're busy.
300 calls a day in Reading?
Mm-hmm.
Ranging from?
Everything from, you know, something stolen off your porch to, you know, violent crime, sexual assault. Yeah, it runs the gamut.
Okay, you know, I'm going to take a break here. When we come back, I want to talk about, okay, Measure A failed. What can we do as citizens to protect ourselves in the sense of community watch, other things that you have, any ideas that you have that people can start doing? This portion of the show, well, you know what I want to talk about is the the 100th year of service to the community, state, and nation by the American Legion family. That's right. 100 years right here in Reading by American Legion family, Shasta Post 197. On Saturday, this Saturday down at the Veterans Memorial Hall, they're going to have a celebration there with live music, raffles, displays, info booths, and fancy coffee. I'm not sure what the fancy coffee is. Lunch is $10. You get to meet the people, and you can also find out, hey, you know what, I'm a veteran, and I'm supportive, or I'm not a veteran, but I'm supportive of what goes on in our community. So it goes from 12 to 4 p.m. Saturday, March 7th at the Veterans Memorial Hall at 1605 Yuba Street, right next to the post office. We'll be right back with Chief Bill Schuller, Reading Police Department.
The Reading Gun Show, this weekend only, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center on Hilltop Drive. Modern firearms, antique firearms, blades, Indian artifacts, accessories, and much more. For more than three decades, the Reading Gun Show has been a premier show for buyers, sellers, and collectors of antiques and modern firearms. Don't miss the annual Reading Gun Show, this weekend only, at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Burger snobs, head to Gift Steak Burger in the Mission Square on Bocelli Lane for the soon-to-be world-famous Ugly Burger. Thick and juicy, made fresh daily and barbecued to perfection over charcoal, then smothered with your favorite items from the Fixin's Bar. Order a fries, onion rings, mushrooms, and your favorite beverage, and you have a meal to satisfy the most distinguished burger palate. Gift Steak Burger is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Best burger in town, and plenty of verbal abuse from Mr. Ugly himself. Celebrating 40 years of burger excellence.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Book your event and let Wind River Resort and Casino make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you will be amazed. 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
It's time to glow at the Reading Rancheria Community Fund 2020 Year to Remember. Saturday, March 7th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Since the inception of the fund in 2002, it has granted approximately $3.4 million to the local area. So come join us in celebrating the 71 organizations that the Reading Rancheria has been able to help with a surprise gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Reading Rancheria Community Fund, furthering the help the Community Fund does for our area. So come experience firsthand all the good the Community Fund does and support the tribe.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Let me go.
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 Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is the phone numbers. It's the 4th of March, 8:48 in the morning, and 58 degrees out there, going up to 80 today. I'm here with Chief Bill Schuler of the Reading Police Department. Okay, how do we protect ourselves if the police aren't there? I mean, I'm talking about like in Community Watch, yeah. Those kind of things. Y'all have a group that goes out and helps with that.
Right. Neighborhood Watch is a fantastic program and has grown significantly, especially, you know, we had a volunteer, Terry Moravec, who recently, I mean, she still kind of hangs around. She can't quite let go, but she was an amazing volunteer for us that really grew that program for several years. Neighborhood Watch is a great program if you want to get with your neighbors. And be on the lookout for each other, because as we talked about, there's 7 officers at any one time in 60 square miles, and so we're not everywhere, not even close. And so to have your neighbors look out for each other and look for suspicious vehicles driving through your neighborhood or suspicious people on bicycles, and then you know your neighbor's out of town on vacation, you can make a quick phone call. We visit Neighborhood Watches groups. We come, Rachel Johnson is one of our community service officers. She's running that program now. Officers will come out to meetings, neighborhood meetings, and talk about crime prevention through environmental design and how you can make your house less attractive to burglars and thieves. And how you as a neighborhood can work together and communicate. So it's a great program.
I tell you, our street is a bunch of watchful people. We have the girls' gang, the wives are out there. And I tell you, if somebody comes down that street and a bicycle looking in, all of a sudden there's two or three wives out there.
That's great.
And don't count on them not being armed. And it does work.
It does work.
And we have cameras. I think there's cameras along our street. And REU, by the way, is putting in lights all over the city. They just lit up our street. So, I mean, you can almost play baseball out there at night.
Yeah, they're upgrading all their lighting. And if you have a, if you're living in an area of the city where your neighborhood is not lit up, you can call them and they will come help you.
Yeah, they've been on our street. They've been down in the garden track putting up lights everywhere. So give them a call. And they're LED lights, and they are bright.
Yes, they are.
You know, a lot of times we hear about police getting involved with people that are mentally ill or unstable.
Yes.
You and I talked a little bit about that during the break, and it was really interesting. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah, so there was a case decision several years ago out of San Diego that started this kind of movement towards taking a different approach to law enforcement or law enforcement dealing with mentally ill subjects. And so now we look at it completely differently. If we respond to an incident where somebody is suicidal in their own home and they may have a knife or even a firearm, as long as they're only a danger to themselves, we're not going to force an issue. We're not going to go in and create an exigency or an imminent threat by going into their residence to try to take them into, you know, custody, take them to mental health. We want them to have time to calm down and relax, and maybe if they have been drinking, to sober up and find another opportunity and work with our mental health professionals to try and get them the help they need. So if we respond to your residence and there's nobody else in the house, everybody's out, everybody's safe except for the person that's having the mental health crisis, we're going to help the family get a place to stay if necessary. We're going to get them away from the property, and we're going to walk away. And we're going to let that person calm down and then let the mental health professionals work with us to deal with it.
You also said that you've been confronted, your people have been confronted with people out there, obviously mentally unstable, that you'll back off on it because you know it's not going to end good.
Yeah, we've done it.
At that moment.
We've done it many, many times. In fact, several times in the last couple of months, we've had calls for service where we've had this very scenario where we've walked away from it.
Yep. And did you call the mental health professionals in because they've got those people on call too?
Hill Country is a big help to us. They're not going to go in either if there's a significant or a potential threat, but they will follow up with the next day or after the person's had time to calm down and continue to try and reach out to that person through telephone or other ways to try and get a hold of them and talk to them and get them to come out and so they can get them the help that they need.
Okay. The Shasta Regional has that 5150 ward.
They do.
Has it had an impact?
I think it has had an impact, and they are looking at expanding that, adding a few more beds, which would be also helpful to our community. Because right now, they're the only place in town where folks that are 5150 that are in that that mental health cycle to get lockdown treatment. The only other places are outside of our county, and they have to be shipped to places like Woodland.
Well, when you talk in 5150, for those who are unaware of this, are people that are danger to themselves or others.
Right, as a result of a mental condition. Yep.
And we've had Casey Fatch on from Shasta Region, and he says we can keep them for 72 hours and get them stabilized. We can keep them longer with a court order.
Correct.
Like that, to try and get them stabilized, get them back on meds, so that it takes them out of that cycle.
Yeah, that has been a huge addition to our community, having the SRMC take on that role.
Yeah. People now are kind of like shaking their, shaking this thing off, and now we've got to move forward. The fact is that everybody agrees we need a jail. So any way you look at it, it would be if tomorrow they said, okay, here's the money for the jail, it's still going to take 2 to 3 years.
Yeah. It will take some time. You know, Measure
Maybe
A
less than that, but.
Measure A had some funding set aside to put 60 right away, to move 60 folks out of our local jail that are on long-term commitments and sentences that are not awaiting trial to other counties. I know the Board of Supervisors are going to be looking at finding a way to fund that anyway without the passage of Measure A. It may not be 60, it may be 10, it may be it just whatever they can come up with to do that. And then again, as we talked about earlier, they'll look at the old courtrooms 1 and 2 in a year or so, see if they can remodel those and get some more bed space. But we are we should have 1,000 beds in a city our size or in a county our size, and we are less than half of that.
The quality of life, anytime you look at it, the Caldwell Park is going to get a $6.5 million facelift.
That's awesome.
How big a problem down there is there at Caldwell Park? Because I haven't heard a lot about that.
No, Caldwell Park has, like any other park area, Lake Redding Park, there's some transients and homeless in there. There's some criminal transients in there. But we go through there pretty routinely. But it's not bad. And the thing about a facelift like this, of this size, good people push away bad people. So you do this big renovation of that park, and more people are coming down there, and food trucks and kids on bicycles, and having bad people don't want to be around good people. They're going to move away. It's just like downtown here. Is the more we expand and grow and bring business and thrive downtown, the bad people are going to go away. They're going to go somewhere else. So it's a good thing, and I'm excited about that park renovation.
How's recruiting going?
It's a struggle. We luckily we have hired some, and I feel bad for the sheriff, but we've stolen a few people from Tehama County recently.
And he had a big statement about that. Not about you, but
yeah.
The fact how they're paid so low that
right.
He can't keep them.
Yeah, it's difficult. And so we were able to get some, I think, 3 from there, and we got 1 from Red Bluff, and so that's been a good thing. But we excuse me, continue to struggle with recruiting, especially on the lateral side, the officers that have mm-hmm. previously worked for other agencies. We just raised our signing bonus or signing incentive to $7,500. So if they come to work for us, we give them half of that on signing and then half when they clear probation, the other half when they clear probation. But we're still, the City of Paradise is offering $20,000 signing bonuses. There's agencies offering $30,000 signing bonuses.
You know, when the person makes a lat move, they come over and they come under the new pay.
Right.
So and the new retirement thing. So if they've got 10 years someplace else, they're hired with their, is that true?
Yeah. So if they are a classic member, and that's part of the reason that hiring is so difficult for the laterals, is if they were a classic member at 350, they come here at 355. Mm-hmm. If they were hired under Pepper, under the new policy or new formula, they stay under Pepper here, which is 2% at 57.
Okay. So that changes.
2.7 to 57.
Okay, and you've hired, I know that you've gotten a bunch of homegrown boys and girls.
We do, and most of the people we hire are homegrown. They are either went to college or the military and then want to come home. That's probably about 80% of the folks that we hire are all homegrown.
Mm-hmm. For people that want to talk to you, Chief, mm-hmm. how do they do that?
Couple of ways. They can call my office. They can go to I have a Facebook and Instagram page. They can message me through there. I answer all those. I respond to comments. I have an email address, bshuler@readingpolice.org or chiefofpolice@readingpolice.org. I talk to everybody, anybody. I'm happy to.
Okay. Just give you a call in the office and if you're in there.
Give me a call.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for being here. I know it's a tough day today for a lot of people.
Yeah. And we'll get through and keep moving forward.
Oh, yeah. That's the big thing. Hey, I want to remind everybody again that the Shasta County District Attorney wants you to attend their 5th Annual Fraud Prevention Fair. Meet your DA fraud prevention team, resources from state, local, and federal agencies, free shredding, one banker's box, please, informative speakers, door prizes, and light refreshments. That'll be today from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Redding Elks Lodge, of course, down on Elk Drive in Redding, and right across from Caldwell Park. So you can take a walk through the park and see what that's like, too. Tomorrow we may have Terry Raposa may be on at 8 o'clock. We have Jack Potter from Redding Rancheria will be joining us at 7:30 to talk about what's going on over there at the Rancheria. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.